Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, Lum and Abner have hit upon a method of realizing some profits from the packages of old articles they've been receiving from Tennessee. They're going to open up a museum in their store and charge an admittance fee. As we look in on a little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store and library busily arranging things for the museum.
Doggies, Lum, it sure is getting to look like a museum's in here, all cluttered up with this junk.
Abner, I wish you'd stop calling this stuff junk. These are all high-class museum articles. Folks are going to pay good cash money to come in here and look at them.
Yeah, I know they are. I just hope they won't want their money back after they get inside, though.
Want their money back?
Yeah, to be honest, Lum, I don't much believe I'd want to spend good money to look at a batch of old cooking pans and old clothes and old seashells and old shoe buttons. Now, of course, that stuff out there is sort of interesting, I reckon, but I don't know where I'd give 10 cents to look at it or not, though.
Well, it ain't so much the articles themselves, Abner. It's what's back of them that counts.
What's back of them?
Yeah, I mean what the articles represented back in history.
Huh?
See, this stuff is valuable because it was once wore by old famous kings and queens and dukes and duchesses, duchesses, I mean.
You mean that Duke wore old cooking pants?
Yeah. No. I mean,
stuff like...
They
must have looked cuter going around them things on their head. Well, you'd have think they could have borrowed a few dollars from the king and bought themselves a decent hat to wear around the castle anyway.
Abner, I never said they wore cooking pants around the castle.
Just wore them outside the castle, huh? Maybe they slapped them on their heads when they went out to battle them dragoons or something like that, Lum. That's more likely how them pans got so banged up. You know, I'd just give anything to know who wore that great big pan over there. Now, he had a head on it. See that one with the den in the middle of it there?
Granny, if you ain't got the worst of my imagination.
I bound you, I know who it was, too.
Who?
It was that fella that there, William the Conqueror.
William the Conqueror?
Yeah, I read about him in one of Little Pearl's school book once. I always wondered how he got that name, and now I know he got conked on the head.
Abner, in the first place, it ain't William the Conqueror, it's William the Conqueror.
Well, however you pronounce it, I know it's him. You know, I believe I'm beginning to get the idea of this museum stuff, Lum.
Well, that's fine, but just don't let it get out of hand.
Of course, now, I don't think other folks are going to understand it, though. Now, you take Charlie Redfield, you know how ignorant he is, Lum. When he looks at a pan, why, he'll just think it's something to cook in. He couldn't figure nothing else out of it.
I know it, and that's why we got to print up little cards.
Little cards?
Yeah, little cards telling all about each article. That way, our customers will know what they're looking at.
That doggish, now there's some sense to that idea.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You can't run a museum without them little signs all over everything.
Well, let's get busy and write them up then.
Yeah, all right. You take the stuff from here on back and print the cards for it, and I'll write them for the rest of the time.
Here, doggish, I'm glad you studied up this argument. It's a good one. It sure is. It's a good one. Just print them up right now.
Oh, wait a minute. I believe that was our ring.
Huh?
I'll get it, though. You better get to writing there, because you're slower at something like that than I am.
Yeah, I'm neat, though. Yes,
hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. L. Edwards Museum Head talking. What's that, Miss Barton?
He's going
to
wear one of them.
Groceries? Oh, well, why don't you try Dick Huddleston's store? Well, he's got good merchandise there, and low prices, too.
R.O.K. Rock.
Well, you'll enjoy trading with him.
Anybody ought to know that's a rock, but maybe they won't.
Yes, Ma.
Charlie's so ignorant.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. All right. Goodbye. Beats all how folks will keep interfering with your work. You'd think all we had to do is just sit here and sell groceries.
Oh, sure. They ain't got no considerations at all. Not none at all.
How are you coming with your signs there?
Fine. I got them all done already.
All done?
Yeah. Got them all done.
Granny, you're faster at this than I ever allowed you to be.
Well.
I wrote one card last night, and it'd taken me about an hour to do it. Here, you've done all yours already.
Oh, it don't take me no time at all. I'm pretty good at this writing. Just pick up a pencil and write stuff. Oh, of course, I've been writing since I was around 18 years old. It ought to come easy to me by now.
You might be a genius at this music work.
Oh, I can tell right now. I've got talents for it. I have got them.
Well, all I said, there must be something you'd be good at.
And I never had to take up this museum work at no college to get it good, neither. No, sir. I tell you, I'm a wizard, is it all?
Well, let's hear what you wrote on some of them cards.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's see. Here's it right here. A cup. A shell.
Huh.
A rock.
Just a second. Is that all you got down there? Just a rock?
No. I got an R pointing up there to where the rock's at so they know what the card's for.
A R?
Yeah, see, then this next one here says A owl. And the next one says...
Well, wait a minute. You got to put down there more than just A owl. That ain't enough.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I reckon. What's the matter with me? Better write down the rest of it, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it's pretty silly.
S-T-U-F-T. I guess that's the way you spell that. There, that fixes that up. A-L stuff.
Well, that ain't enough neither. You got to say more than that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, more, huh? Of course, I couldn't say he's dead. I know that for... I set a cracker down there by him yesterday, and he never nibbled on it at all.
Well, I know he's dead.
Oh, sure, stands to reason. If they never would have buried him in the first place, he hadn't have been dead. He's dead.
Abner, I ain't arguing with you about that. I can see he's dead. Anybody can tell that.
Well, what do you want to bother to write it down on a card for?
I never told you to write that down.
You told me to write something else down there. Don't get that's about the all it is you can write. When you said a stuffed owl is stuffed, Mom, you've just about covered the whole subject.
Well, I mean, you got to put down all that historical stuff.
Huh?
What king the owl belonged to, and what castle it flowed around in. That's your dates and all such as that.
Dates?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what owls he sparked when he was alive.
Oh, I mean, dates like 1816 and 1722.
Oh.
Here, let me read you that in I wrote. And maybe you can get the idea of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, let's hear it. I can help you fix it up all right if it don't sound good.
Well, where is that thing? I put it here. No wonder you wrote yours so fast. Oh, here it is. Now listen to this good and close.
Yeah, I'm listening. What article is this card of yours for,
It's for that old swallowtail coat we got out of that second box of buried treasure.
Oh, well, that's easy. All you gotta say there is just... A coat, C-O-T-E, coat, that does it.
Well, that's where you're wrong right there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, listen to this and learn something. This swallowtail coat was wore by some king a long time ago and has not been wore since 1815. The king oft-times
just
wore
a minute,
it.
How long? How did you know he ain't wore it since 1815?
Well, it says it right inside the coat. Here,
it does.
I'll show it to you. Looky here. See right there, over the inside pocket there.
I see. Let me get my spectacles down on my eyes. It
says, Majestic Clothiers since 1815.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I reckon why he stopped wearing it. It looks in good condition there.
Well, that's more than likely when he died.
Huh?
So his kin folks just took it and preserved it because he was a king.
Well, how do you know he was a king?
Well, it tells right here. See, it says here, Clothes fit for a king.
Had them fit right on him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nothing was too good for him. None of that mail-order stuff for him.
Doggett, I wished I'd have been a king. You know what? That's something I'd love to do, is a little of that kinging sometime if I get around.
Well, here, let me finish reading this card I wrote here.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the rest of it. King.
The king oft-times wore this coat to sociable functions around the castle. Notice silk buttons, which denotates high-class living customs in them days. Also note in left-hand pocket, bill from Moxley's Cleaners for 70 cents.
70 cents?
This shows to what high cost a royal king had to go to be neat and make a big impress on his subjects and vessels. Hands off.
Hands off? The king's hands was off?
No, they was on.
Huh?
I think. I just meant that I want the customers to keep their hands off the museum stuff.
Oh, I thought if his hands off, he didn't need no buttons on there at all.
Makes it seem more valuable.
Don't want nobody to touch it.
Yeah, I see.
This is pretty silly.
No, that sounds right good. It's interesting. I'm glad I got to see it myself.
Well, you get the idea of what we want wrote on the cards now.
Yeah, I'll pay a dime to get in to see that any time. Just try to figure out stuff about the king from these articles here, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Now, get busy and do yours over, and don't just write down A.L.
I won't. Let's see now. Write down what I ought to do here and see what can I say about it.
Now, what we really ought to do is to get Will Spencer to actually print these up down there at his print shop. That'd make it look more official. But maybe we can do that later on after the money starts rolling.
Lom, how do you spell muscles?
Muscles?
Yeah.
Oh, muscles.
Huh?
M-U-S-S, mus, U-L-S, souls.
Yeah, what's the matter? I had a I-L-S there at the end. All right, listen to this now, Mom.
Yeah, go ahead now, read it to me. Let's see if you've done any better this time.
These shoes was wore by some old-timey king. Note broke shoestring. This shows king had strong muscles and dressed by main strength.
Well, that's pretty good so far, but it sounds a little silly. Dressed by main strength.
Oh, you know, judging from the shoes here, that king must have been a peculiar duck.
Peculiar duck?
Yeah, look here, with two left feet.
Oh.
Look at that.
Yeah, they do look like they're for the same foot.
Why, right? Sure.
Really, he must have been a comical-looking somebody.
Oh, yeah, bound to be.
Silliest-looking things I've ever seen in my life.
I'd love to saw him. That'd be worth a dime, then, just to get to see him anyway.
Why, anybody would buy a pair of shoes like... Wait a minute. Where'd you get them shoes?
They're sitting right there.
Granny, you put them things right back where you got them.
Huh?
Them never belonged to no king. That's a pair of my shoes.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.